It's well known that loneliness can greatly affect your mind, but did you know how much it affects your body too? Loneliness has been linked to everything from a compromised immune system to premature death. A new study has now found links to an increase in heart disease and stroke risk. Researchers from the universities of York, Liverpool and Newcastle found that social isolation can increase your risk of having a stroke or coronary artery disease. Isn't that fascinating? I think it is. Robert Acheson is on the line. Robert, good morning to you. Morning.
Hello.
Robert. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. You're looking well.
Good morning, sir. You had a stroke and you had cancer as well, correct?
Yeah.
And through that illness, you've really struggled with isolation.
I have indeed, Stephen, yeah. I took a stroke in the Republic about 12 years ago. Through isolation and loneliness, and I've had to try and battle through it with help, of course, but I seem to be coming out the other side at the minute.
Have you family? Married? Children?
I lost my family a long time ago, Stephen, through stupidity on my own behalf. So unfortunately, I've had to battle through on my own. It hasn't been easy.
What do you mean through stupidity?
I was married, I had two children, but I got involved with another lady, and as I said, it's my own stupidity.
Okay. So your wife left you, Robert?
I walked out actually myself.
Okay.
As I said, it was my fault, you know. But
yeah.
You can't turn the clock back, unfortunately. But it didn't help the loneliness. I think we met once before, Stephen, and I told you that loneliness is an odd, strange thing. You could be in the middle of 40 or 50,000 people at the football match and still feel lonely. You know, it's a unique thing. But it can be overcome with help. And
what's it feel like to be lonely?
It's... You come into your flat, and there's four walls. There's no one to speak to. You end up speaking to yourself. It's a terrible, terrible feeling. It's a feeling that I wouldn't wish on anyone at all.
And what about friends?
Friends do help. I through EJ and I have. And sort of got a great body of friends and people I can turn to when I am feeling a bit down. They will come to my aid and help me through the loneliness.
And like, would there be days and days when you wouldn't talk to anybody?
This can happen. You can go. What I did was, I went as a client to HNI 2 days a week, and to try and cover the rest of the week, I volunteered then for the other 3 days. So if I didn't do that, I would be sitting in my flat, wouldn't see a soul, wouldn't have anyone to talk to. So it's something that you have to push yourself on, get yourself out there into the world and try to overcome the loneliness and the depression.
Is it easy for people to forget about you?
It probably is easy for them to, you know, once they met you once and say, okay, yeah, well, he's okay, he can look after himself. You can't, Stephen. It's a unique feeling, the loneliness feeling. It's no one seems to care. No one seems to want to know you or do things for you. You have to try and do them yourself or go to some organisation.
How old are you now, Robert?
I'm 76 now, Stephen.
Okay. So that's a tough age, even if you do have people around you. I understand that. It's tough, isn't it? Because
it is tough.
Yeah.
Well, especially when the results of the stroke can sort of, knowing you have only use of one arm, a partial use of one of the legs, and so it doesn't make it any easier, and it tends to impact on the loneliness and isolation. As I said, the only way to get grounded is to try and get out there,
yeah,
with the help of people like Edge and I. I go to Skenos, where you have been there yourself. You know what happens there, and I go there. And it's great, and it's really magic.
Well, listen, Robert, hopefully, you know, television and radio helps a little. So keep engaged with this station, all right? And call us anytime, Robert.
I will indeed. Thank you for listening, Stephen. I'm most grateful.
It's been a pleasure to talk to you this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, there's a big subject in itself, and a subject that I know quite a few of you listening now can identify with.